Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, education is something I focus a lot on. You know, I started my career as a teacher. I was a terrible teacher. And my wife spent her whole career in education. And so it's just, I always try to keep, you know, on top of things. And when I read the piece in CT Insider about New London, you know, experimenting with year-round education, I always thought that, wow, I'd like to learn a little bit more about what they're doing. So we're really grateful this morning to get the superintendent of schools in New London, Cynthia Ritchie, here on Brian and Company to talk a little bit about it as we try to, you know, we're still crawling out of the pandemic deficits and trying to figure out the best way to make public education great and all across the state. You know, we'll talk with the superintendent of schools in Hartford next hour as well. I mean, I guess you can sort of call this kind of a back to school, just a fixing our mindset on what's going to happen next month. Superintendent Ritchie, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, I'm really, really interested in this. I have a ton of questions, so I'll try to, you know, be methodical. First of all, from what I understand, this isn't the whole district. Just explain what you're doing in the best way you can.
Sure. Absolutely. And you had a great introduction that these innovative ideas really came together as we spoke as teams with parents, students, and families and teachers coming out of the pandemic. And we wanted to build back better. And that was really really a dream and a goal of honoring the past, but really looking at the opportunities we had in front of us. So just to clarify, because some of the news articles advertise year-round schooling, it is year-round education, but it's not year-round schooling. So I just want to clarify that. The way we rolled it out is we took the same number of school days that are required for a student, and we mapped them out so that students come to school for 6 weeks, and then there's about a two-week break. And that model of 6 weeks and about 2 weeks off goes around the year. So it's not added school days. However, it's added learning days because a lot of magic is able to happen in that two-week break. That two-week break is used as vacation if a family wants or a teacher wants. And it's also used as enrichment learning where we could share opportunities for our community partners to, you know, families can go off and have a coupon to go to, let's say, a science center, or we can advertise a learning activity at the public library to keep learning going. Or students can come to school during the two-week breaks for enrichment classes, almost like a summer camp. So all this busyness that parents are doing in the summer now, I'm sure many are, you know, looking for things for their students to do and signing them up for a variety of camps. We are now bringing that in during our two-week breaks to give students as many opportunities to learn new things that maybe they would not have the opportunity to do it. So we're
now,
really, really
excited
about it.
Is your whole system doing it? Okay, explain to me how you're having this happen.
Sure. So we piloted with one classroom opening out of COVID, and since then we've tripled the classes for the next year and then tripled the classes again. So currently we offer this as a choice. So when parents come to register, they either pick the 10-month traditional model or they pick the year-round model. So there's two tracks, and we have programs. Preschool is our newest. We're opening this year. We still have a few slots left for that. It starts on August 25th. And then we have TKK, which is transitional K and K, and then grades 1, 2, 3, 4, and we just opened 5, 6. So it's a multi-age, multi-session, year-round model. So the students will stay with the teacher for 12 rounds of six-week teaching sessions, which really is another goal of ours in that the transitional model has, I'm sorry, the 10-month model has a lot of transitions. You have one teacher for the 10 months, but oftentimes that ends, and then if students go to summer school, they have a different teacher, and then that ends, and then, you know, the next year comes and you have a new teacher. In this model, we're finding a lot of success with the relational pieces that are strong between students and families in that it's 2 years where you're really working as a network and a team. And with the multi-age classroom, the teachers are able to differentiate up and down the grade right. level standards to make sure students are receiving, you know, what they need. So it's a blend of academics plus enrichments.
Got it. We're talking with Cynthia Ritchie, the superintendent of schools in New London. I can see this being so beneficial for the younger students, especially. I think when they get older, like in high school, you know, a lot of the kids need summer jobs to make money to help with their families and stuff like that. I'm just curious, would your goal be to do this across the board? Because it sounds like to have two separate systems sounds really expensive to me.
Great questions. Question number one, yes, I plan to continue to build this track. I can see a lot of benefits going up into the higher grades. For the elementary grades, a huge benefit has been, this is basically enrichment and childcare. So it's high quality childcare that's available if families need it on the break time. So parents have choice on that. And we've leveraged partnerships where we're actually, there's no charge for that. So that's a really great benefit for our families if they need that. In the upper grades, I agree with you that students need more and more opportunities. And the vision as we program forward would be to leverage those two-week breaks to not necessarily have break, but instead align students with internships, mentors, work-study programs, small paid jobs, get them out into the careers and into college courses for dual enrollment. So there's so much we could do that sometimes you can't fit in during the regular day. And this is kind of blending both with both aims to get students on track and supported, but really maximize the experiences that they can get prior to graduating so they can see what a future career or college track could look like.
Is this costing more money? Is this more expensive to sort of offer this two-tiered system?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right now, it's really not, and that is a beautiful benefit as well. When the students come in the summer, it's mirrored with our summer school program, so the building is open anyway. Buses are running, lunches are served. Our principals are 12 months, so there are principals there, nurses there, secretaries 12 months, so we have staffing already. So we're leveraging, if we have buildings and staff and space, we're leveraging that. During the school year, it's not an extra teacher. Instead, as students are registering and a class is filled, then we will post, an opportunity if a teacher wants to work in this model. Teachers apply, and then we slide them over. So it's the same right. number of students. We just trade the classes. And then during the year, the students ride the same bus. They're in the school together at the same time. They have, you know, their specials, their recess, their lunch, their courses at in the middle school. And there's no extra cost for that. So the only difference really during the year is that students that are in the year-round model are not there for 2 weeks a couple times a year. So the school is a little bit less populated.
We have less than 30 seconds. I have two questions I really wanted to get in, but you only have time to pick one. One is you had to keep the 180 days, I'm sure, to placate the union. I'm curious as to how the teachers feel about it. The second is, are you going to do testing to compare outcomes, whether the students doing the year-round are outperforming?
Yes. So with the union, we are in within the union contract. So the union has been a great partner in this. It's a choice for teachers and teachers pick. So we don't have any issues with that. And yes, we are continuing to do testing. We actually were sponsored by Columbia University as we got started. We presented at Carnegie Foundation, which is a nationwide foundation. And we have partnerships now with other agencies in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut. So our pilot, like at this point, being a couple years in, it continues to grow. And we're really excited about modernizing schooling, but offering voice and choice to our families and students and our staff.
Well, listen, we got to go. I'm up against the clock, but I would say that, you know, success or failure, you know, efforts to innovate are awesome. So I hope we can talk again in the future and keep updated on how things are going. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.